The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
The war on Iran has turned the EU's leader summit into an energy showdown as EU leaders met in Brussels today for the first time since the conflict in the Middle East began. And at the summit, the head of the United Nations say it is high time for Israel and America to end the war with Iran. The impact of the war on energy prices overshadowed everything else at the gathering. And News Talk's Eamon Torsney is in Brussels and he joins us now. Good evening to you, Eamon.
Good evening, Ciara.
What was the agenda for the EU summit supposed to be before all of this?
Well, it was an extensive agenda covering the various conflicts that we're kind of used to talking about already, the Middle East, Ukraine, etc. There was also supposed to be discussion on competitiveness and the annual budget as well going forward. So all of these discussions are ongoing and they will take place. However, the focus really are the events in the Middle East, in Iran, and also an interesting discussion as well on Ukraine, which we'll come to in a bit. But they're actually just getting around now, I understand, talking about what to do about energy prices. And Ursula von der Leyen had suggested three things that can be done. One is urging national capitals to lower taxes on electricity, including those that relate to infrastructure. So what you and I would know as the network charges, not just the unit prices. So that's something that they would urge the national governments to do. And then also allowing state aid in certain circumstances to redistribute profits of gas-fired plants, companies, if you like, that they can redistribute the profits of those to other companies and businesses struggling. And then the third one is a longer term one and more controversial as well. And that's the change to the emissions trading system. This is this, climate change policy where you trade the amount of carbon, the carbon emissions you're allowed emit, if you like. And they're proposing changes to that. But they're expecting, tough discussions on that.
Yeah, that this was in order to offset one country's emissions, wasn't it? You were able to,
that's right,
to trade sort of credit with another country to keep yourself, I suppose, between the lines. Obviously, the surging fuel and gas prices has taken over in terms of discussion. Specifically, you mentioned Ukraine, etc. What was discussed so far today?
Well, Ukraine, of course, the issue here is that Hungary is blocking that €90 billion loan that was actually signed off by EU leaders already, and including Viktor Orban, he signed off on it. But then there's a dispute over a pipeline that delivers Russian gas to Hungary that goes through Ukraine. And the Hungarians accuse Ukraine of sabotaging that and preventing the oil from being distributed to Hungary. And therefore, Hungary is blocking the €90 billion loan, which Ukraine badly needs, as to fight the war with Russia. And remember, Russia is getting a boost to its finances at the moment through the increased oil prices and of course, America deciding to lift some of the sanctions on them as well. So it has a double-edged sword, this situation that's developing in Ukraine. And so they've maintained their opposition to that loan. So again, it'll push it out. It needs more time, and perhaps the Hungarian elections might change the dynamic the next time the European leaders meet, but that remains to be seen.
Yeah, Russia was making about €150 million a day from the lifting of the sanctions on oil already in transit, but of course that will have climbed because of oil prices surging. Eamon, finally, where do they leave it today with discussions? What's going to happen now?
So the discussions are going to go on well into the night, actually. So we should hear an outcome soon about the energy credits, but then they've other issues to discuss, like migration. Earlier, Vladimir Zelensky addressed the meeting as well when they discussed Ukraine. So more defence will also be discussed. And so those other issues will be discussed, and it's going to go late into the night, and it might actually wrap up overnight.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us from Brussels. That is News Talk Zone, Eamon Torsney.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.